Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another radio program on BBS. Today is Wednesday. And it's the, I believe it's, what is it, the 22nd today, Elizabeth?
Yep, it's the 22nd, Ron, and it's Wednesday.
Yep. So let's start off here with an emotional clearing for people. So here we go. One, two, think of a situation naturally. Three, four, and five. And another situation that you might have. So this could be similar to what you're dealing with or have. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll energize the light beams now. So just bring them up on your monitor screen. First light beam, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next light beam, this is male energy again. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the third light beam, here we go, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. So let's bring in Elizabeth here. So are you around, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Good evening. Thank you, Ron, for charging up the light beings. And everyone, you can find the light beings via our Fast Chat website, which you can find through our BBS radio homepage, as well as Ron's website, Creation Lightship Healing. His homepage is creationlightship.com, and it is where you can experience instant healings now, online and active 24/7. So we are live today on BBS Station 1, and as Ron said, it's April 22nd, 2015, and we'll be taking your comments, testimonials, and questions through our Fast Chat feedback form, which is also available on our creationlightship.com homepage, as well as our BBS homepage and our chat homepage. So you have many ways to reach us. It is a confidential form, and you're welcome to submit your questions to be read live during the show. So we should also mention, Ron, that you're doing an expo coming up this weekend. And it is the New Living Expo, which is in San Mateo. I believe that's right outside of San Francisco. And Ron will be doing the light chamber, as well as lectures and speaking engagements and workshops. So if you are in that area, be sure to check that out, and we'll talk more about that later maybe, as well as have subsequent reminders on future shows. So I guess we should just get into questions, Ron. And the first question is asking about what is the difference between energetic negative object and energetic object clearing, and what instance would they be used? And this person specifically is asking because they need to clear a computer for another user.
Well, typically the object clearing should probably do that. The negative one is where it needs more horsepower, and that, I believe, might be a whole lifetime clearing. So I would just strictly use the object clearing to clear, like, your computer or something.
Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah, you're right. The energetic negative objects removal, that is a whole lifetime clearing. So, Ron, what would be a good instance to use that clearing?
That's if you have something. Let's just say that you own a secondhand store, okay? That would be an ideal clearing to get, so you can clear items that you may have, you know, that you're attempting to sell, or maybe even hoping to sell, trying to sell, that hasn't sold, probably because it has bad vibes on it. So I would use that clearing for that one.
Okay. Interesting.
And you may have a lot of stuff around you that deal with the same negative stuff. So that's what it's on there for, is to clear away your whole lifetime of negative objects. You know, I guess possibly, you know, let's just, I'm going out on a limb here. Let's just say that your parents were wonderful hunters, okay? And they got all these heads of deer and goats and bear and everything else around you, right? Well, those are all going to be pretty negative, you know? And so you may want to do that because you're living with that when you may be going to your parents' den or something, you know? And
that sounds like some ancestral stuff going on there, too.
Yeah, very possible, yeah.
Okay, so it looks like the energetic object clearing would be the best one to do on the computer if you're clearing that for another user. Ron, this actually leads me to another question, is do you think we should do a clearing on our computer before we run any of the Creation Lightship clearings?
No, it's not needed because it'll clear it automatically if you do, you know, some pretty long clearings, you know.
Yeah, it's just automatically.
Or something, but, you know, once you get into doing a clearing, it should get cleared out.
Okay.
So I don't think it's needed. It might not be a bad idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of that, but, yeah.
I just kind of assumed that if you had the light being up, it would clear whatever you were, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to do, like, a separate computer clearing.
No, so I think you got it.
Okay. And then the next one, there's a part two to this question, which is actually related to this. And this listener is asking, if we already have healing windows up, do we need to open up a light being window at the beginning of the radio shows?
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So moving along. Maybe we could do a sample clearing, Ron, like a sample object clearing.
Okay, so think of an object that you're having maybe dealings with. Maybe something doesn't work for you all the time. Maybe you ride a bike and somehow you have an accident on it, you know, off and on, and that's your thing. It's just the bike giving you troubles, but it's something else, you know, with the objects. You may try it that way, too. But here we go. Think of an object that you want to deal with, maybe even your pencil or a pen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, here we go.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Ron. And if you would like to write in how you're feeling, if you have been affected or you've had a release from any of these clearings samples that Ron's done on the show, it is great if you'd like to write in a little something and let us know. So you can do that via the Fast Chat feedback form. And the next topic is on psychics. And someone is asking, thank you, Ron, for clearing something we saw psychically that we wish we hadn't seen. I felt a nice release. What actually happens when someone reads my energy? I have a friend who is New Age and claims she is psychic. She will sometimes make remarks like, I know, and I can feel how that was for you. I feel uncomfortable and violated. How should I clear that? Thank you for all you do.
Well, somebody's reading your energy field, so typically people go in. Remember, she said, you know, she's feeling it in a sense, right? She's experiencing your experience. So she's using one of her energetic bodies, probably your feeling body, and she's tapping into maybe your feeling body, maybe your emotional body also, and she's putting that energy of her contamination or his contamination, whoever it would be, into your body because they're reading it. So they're putting the finger in the stew, you know, and your stew you like not to have anybody meddle with. So all of a sudden now you have your stuff and their stuff, and they're reading you, telling you what they're getting. And it's not, you know, it's not too good. A lot of people, you know, have the different expos and, you know, psychic palm readers and things, you know, that you see all the time. That's what they do. And you don't know what they're giving you. They'll claim they're not giving you anything. They're just reading you. But I think as you all understand, when somebody connects to you, even shakes your hand, you're taking on their energy. Mm-hmm. And they're giving you energy and you're taking theirs. So once you understand that, that's why you don't want to, you know, mingle with a lot of people or have things done for you, you know, on that level of consciousness, because you don't know how it's going to affect you. And you can switch it over to, you know, the word psychic attack. So, you know, what is that, you know? How are people connecting to you psychically? And is it harming you? Maybe, maybe not, but it's still not good because they're checking into you, giving you information, and the information might be really great, but now you're on that timeline, okay? And that timeline is what they're hooking you up to, and they're reading the timeline as to what's going to happen to you. So they kind of cemented it in place with you. So if you don't believe in body energies and things happening like that, just know that that energy on the timeline that they're reinforcing, cementing into place, can and will affect you. So just to go a little further, let's say you go to a reader and they go, man, I see you getting a lot of money coming, and now all of a sudden you're hopeful for that, so now you're on all these timelines for a lot of money. So, you know, where's that taking you? You're going to be going out in la-la land out there on many timelines, and the energy from who you are, your body and everything else, is not going to be in the present moment. Then you're going to be still one on these timelines. So the whole thing is to get off the timeline. So readers will read timelines. And once you know about it, then you're going to be, you know, having that enforcement. And you may not want to do that. So once you kind of understand that, then, yeah, you know, it's not too good. So back to you.
Yeah, and I would say, Ron, that if this person wrote that they feel uncomfortable and violated, that definitely is something that's a psychic attack. I mean, I think you're moving into, like, you're feeling a certain way, so you have to listen to your body and then just maybe even do, I would recommend maybe a curses, hexes, and spells clearing, either for yourself or for this person. I don't know what you would recommend, Ron. Would you think that would be helpful here?
Yeah, either one of those. Yeah, I've had many people come up to me,
yeah,
who have had readings, and they started feeling that person's energy within maybe a week or two after that, because that person wanted them to come back for another reading.
Mm-hmm.
They keep getting these messages to say that the person's giving them so they can, you know, have some more readings. And so what else are they doing to you? You know, if you don't want to, are they going to do something, you know, to harm you? I'm not saying that all readers do this, but, you know, I do have people coming up to me at expos, and, you know, I'd say probably had, over the last 10 years, probably at least 50 people connecting, talking to me about that.
Yeah.
About how they felt slimed an hour after going to a reader, wanting to know what they can do about it. And, you know, but all you could do is your dark side practitioner one. And, you know, but what happens is these people, and I'm saying that not all readers. So if you're a reader, and I'm saying this, and I don't want you to get offended, but, you know, there are readers that do put spells on people and do want to have repeat business, so they hook you up. And if you don't come to them, then your life starts going maybe to hell in a handbasket, and then you got to go back to the reader to see what's going on. So they use that magic, you know, and connect you with that. But, you know, hopefully you're smart enough to maybe go within or just kind of change your psychic billboard to what you're experiencing, get out those timelines, And, you know, if you do recognize that you're on something that you don't like, then you know that you need to get off that psychic billboard, you know, that's bringing you to that. And then by all means, get off of the energies on the timeline, because you already know what your problem is. You know, life isn't working out, or this is happening to me, or whatever. And once you know that, then, you know, your solution is a timeline. Get off of the timeline. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron. And I think even if you avoid that person, they can still, you know, come after you psychically. So you might, I mean, yeah, like a, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's not all readers that are doing this, but it is important to protect yourself, because you could see the person and then, you know, a couple weeks later have like a weird feeling, and you just want to get in there and clear that out, clear away their courting you and their psychic courtings of you. So hopefully that's helpful. And moving on, we have a question about the IQ courting, and I think this is the same clearing, IQ clearing and IQ courting that you talk about, Ron. That's the same clearing, right? There's not two. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just IQ clearing, you know, the IQ.
Yeah.
It would be courting for the information, but, you know, it's not a courting clearing.
Okay. And then part two of that question is about this person's wondering if their heart chakra is opened too much or they have a childhood neglect problem. So I guess how would, you know, having been neglected in your childhood create issues for your heart chakra? And I guess what would be the best clearing to do that, to help out with that?
Boy, with heart chakra energies, or just we'll say heart energies, let's look at that. You could look at it as, what does that mean to you? Does the heart energy mean heart chakra? Does the heart energy tend to mean love, like Valentine's Day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you feel you didn't have any love. Well, everything boils down to you. You're the one that emitting this energy, and so you're neglecting the love that, in a sense, using love, people like to use the word love, so you're rejecting the love, really, you're rejecting a part of you being able to receive neutrality. So, you know, if you had problems where things happen to you in your life and you think that it's harming your heart, we'll say, then, you know, do some clearing. The first thing you want to get is the dead barcodes off you. And then also the stress. We do have, you know, clearings that you could use, like energetic cordings, because if you felt like you were neglected or maybe abused, you know, when you're younger and you can't get your heart opened up, then, you know, get on some of the weekly calls that we have. You know, because you could have energetic cords attached to you from when you were maybe 8 years of old, eight years, 10 years, you know, when you had situations going on in your life that you couldn't get away from. So the whole thing is, you know, empower yourself and at least get on some of those calls. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And then the next question is actually along those same lines. And this person is having trouble getting into their heart center. So they wrote, I am trying to follow my heart. I keep ending up looking outside of myself for light. As my spirit gets stolen from doing this, I end up getting lost and then run around trying to find my spirit. How should I go about this? Am I getting into duality?
Yeah, I don't think just being in the now, it sounds like you're trying to use a mental heart energy. I could be wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me. They're trying to use their energy of the mind to connect to the heart to see if you're doing heart things. Does that sort of make sense to you?
Yeah. It's actually a fairly common mistake. I think what you have to do is,
yeah,
like, do the be here in the now exercise or do the mind to heart drop as often as you need to, even if that's like 100 times. Because I think at first this is so, people have a really hard time accepting this, you know, that the meditation they've been doing is actually still mind energy. And all of the practices or rituals or routines they've had are actually mind energy, which is darkness energy. And, you know, everyone's kind of really attached to their rituals and routines and what would you call that, Ron, like a mind looping patterns or, you know, robotic programs, all these things that are telling us we need to do what we need to do are actually programs controlling us. So
yeah, that's right. You got it. When you start looking at it and you're trying to mentalize if you're in your heart or not, you're not even in the energy of source energy. And so when you're in the now, you're peaceful. So that's how you need to judge that if you're in peace, then you're already there. Naturally, your mind's not going to talk to you because it can't.
Yeah.
Your mind's not going to talk to you when you're in peace, so you're trying to get the validation, like, am I really in my heart? How does that feel? I got to think about this here. Am I really there? Well, right away, you're taken out of your heart. Because now you're in a whole different system. You're in the negative energy of the aliens. So when you're at peace, you're there. And just know that. And if you do try to look for it, trying to figure out where it is or how it feels or anything else, once you engage your mind, now you're out of your heart. And you're not going to have anything that is going to benefit you. Plus, the aliens may even try to trick you. They may make something to trick you, thinking that you are in your heart, and might say, oh, man, this is really a wonderful space to be in. This is great. And you think, oh, yeah, now I'm in my heart. This is wonderful. And everything else. But remember, when you're in your heart, there's absolutely no communication. All your actions will become automatic with your body. That's why when you do things that deal with heart energy and you're in the present moment, the heart energy is just your spirit. You're just strictly with your spirit. And your spirit's going to communicate through your actions, not telling you what to do. So it's hard to describe that to newbies because they're so used to being programmed by the aliens and not knowing that peace is what you're striving for, and you won't have any communication, you know, with your head telling you that you're in your heart, because if you do, then you're in darkness. So it's very interesting. So back to you.
Yeah, it's true, Ron. It is interesting, and I think the more you just practice getting out of your mind and into your heart, the easier it becomes. But you do have to practice it, and even if you have to say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts from my mind and drop them into my heart center and count backwards from 10, you know, 10 times in a row, you have to do it, because I think a lot of the times the programs are really strong and you kind of just have to get into the practice of disengaging from that. And, you know, once you're able to do that and be at peace, you won't be thinking about all those things. You know, am I in my heart center? I don't know. I feel weird.
Find a heart takes 15, 20 seconds to do.
Yeah.
And that guarantees you. And it will be, you know, it's guaranteed that you're going to be in your heart. And that's it. So the only thing is just doing the exercise of doing it. Very, very simple. But, you know, if you're attempting to look for a validation, then you're in mind energy. Because source energy, peace, is not going to talk to you. But 15 seconds is all you need to do. That's your practice. 15, 20 seconds, just mind a heart drop. And you're there. You don't have to do it a million times. Three times is plenty for everybody that I've worked with so far.
Okay.
If you want to spend four times, that'll work. Another probably 5 seconds there. And that's it. So there's nothing that you need to learn or do or figure out. Just Just doing that exercise will put you in peace. That simple. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks for clearing that up, Ron. And someone's asking if you could do a sample of a dark side practitioner release, but I don't know if you can do that.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Because it's going
I'm trying
to
think of something else we could do that would maybe, like, be helpful in place of that.
Yeah, it's not that I can, I won't. And I won't because you need to do it more than one time, and just stirring the energy up in the pot that you're hooked up to, you know, is not going to be beneficial for you. When you get into to the Dark Side Practitioner page, you know, I mentioned to do it 3 times, okay? And a lot of people do it about 20. So just doing a quickie sample, you know, for 5 seconds is not going to benefit you whatsoever.
Yeah, and also probably our listening audience, everybody has had an experience with this, so I would imagine it would be quite difficult to just single one out and do a sample of that. Okay.
I'll do a fear clearing.
That would be great. Thank you.
So here we go. If you're in fear, here we go. So think of one of your fears. Hopefully you don't have any. If you don't find anything right off the bat, then, you know, like I always say, look for your childhood. So here we go. One, releasing it from you. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Awesome. Okay, great. So the comments coming in live, Ron, somebody is saying thank you for the object clearing tonight. They cleared their eyeglasses. They've been seeing orbs in the lights at night like a reflection, and they don't know if it's the lights coming off of their eyeglasses or possibly maybe some orb energy there.
Boy, okay, I'll do an orb clearing. So here we go, releasing some orbs. So here we go. We'll get the one that's attached to your nose. So we're freezing time now and taking the one off of your nose. This will be interesting. The nose, right? So here we go. So the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so Ron just did a sample orb clearing, and I'm clearly yawning here. And the orbs can make you drowsy, tired, and depressed because they secrete their waste products into you, which numbs out your consciousness. This is why you can be having a great day, and then all of a sudden you hit this downer, such as when you do not want to do something, which might be a result of the orbs controlling you. It's a form of mind control. So you can do the whole lifetime orb clearing, which now I'm thinking after you did that sample run, I might do that again. and there's a description there. If you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and you type in orb, it takes you to the whole lifetime orb clearing where you can read more about that. And, wow, it's funny. I didn't even think of this as being the cause of tiredness, but it seems like it's a very thorough and effective clearing, a whole lifetime clearing there. So
yep.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, we'll do another orb here. So let's do an orb clearing. Let's do one for, the person mentioned eyes, so let's do eyes here. So left eye, we're free time, remember, because we're working out of time, so I'm freezing the time so that the orb won't leave you. Or maybe there's more than one there. So here we go. Left eye, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, releasing that one. And there's one on your right eye. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll see if we have any comments there coming in. You don't know what you don't know, remember, you know? It's just when you think you're doing great and wonderful, then the dark side will do something to you to take you out of your peace. And so that's why we have the different clearings to bring you back into peace, to get you out of the mind control programs.
Yeah.
So back to you.
Oh, my gosh, Rod, that's amazing. Yeah, I'm really feeling that for some reason. My eyes are watering and I'm yawning. I wonder if anybody else is having this reaction. Jeez, okay. So, moving along. Oh, this is kind of a new topic. It's interesting. So this listener's asking, when I do healings on myself, can I add the name of my cat along with my name or run in a separate window?
No, you can't. You would need to run a different, you'd need to do yourself or the cat first, either one. You don't want to mix energies of you and something else.
Okay.
So you can't do two things. Now, if you had yourself and you had two clearings up that were the same issue, then yeah, you know, it's like fear of losing money, we'll say. And then, so you're on the fear of losing money timeline. And then maybe fear of losing, or maybe fear of the loss of your $100 bill or something, or fear of losing a diamond ring or whatever, you know, as you think about things. But yeah, it would be the same situation. You know, or maybe you broke your arm, so right away you're in fear, you know, because you have your broken arm, and now you're in fear of tripping a week later and re-breaking it. So that would be, you know, that could be used on the same clearing page, you know. So you could put multiple screens up for that, but you cannot mix, you know, yourself and something else.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Okay, that's useful and good to know, because I think, you know, when Ron does the Saturday Live on the Lightships broadcast, he usually flowers, trees, pets, garden, and plants go to Lightship, but that's done live, and that's, you know, during a special healing show and on the calls. So if you are doing these, it's important to separate the energies because, you know, I've actually had people tell me that, you know, they, you know, the dogs or the cats can actually be a problem sometimes, and you have to clear them. Like if you get a shelter animal, a lot of the times it has a lot of baggage, so you actually have to do, like, clearings on your cats and dogs separately, because like Ron said, you don't want to mix the energies, which is actually makes a lot of sense.
Get one of those doing your dog and cat together, you know, and end up having your cat bark, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, but, you know.
Yeah, we've seen this on YouTube.
Yeah, or put you with your cat, and now all of a sudden you want to sample that cat food, you know.
Yeah, you want to start rolling around in your catnip.
Yeah. A little gentler, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, don't.
Yeah, you know that would happen. I'm just kind of making a joke here.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so moving on. The next one is about it's related to the alien attack question. And this listener's wondering if they can use the alien attack page, timeline crash, and also self-empowerment, asking the light beings to have me sleep better as well as be safe.
Well, the sleeping, you know, once you have the light being up, that may help you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And an attack page, yeah, you know, they come in that way. So, yeah, those clearings are okay. If you're having a lot of trouble sleeping, we have that clearing for sleep, the sleep deprivation, I believe, clearing. So you may want to check that one out. But anything that's related, you could do that, like I said before. So you could do an alien page dealing with sleep. where you're being attacked by aliens, and then maybe do timeline crashes that the aliens are doing to keep you from sleeping. Because maybe you can't go to sleep. Maybe you're tossing and turning, or you're thinking about something. But once you start thinking about something, then you know that they got you. And they're getting mileage out of all your thoughts. So you want to get rid of those. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, and I just had a thought about that. I know you can do water charging. I wonder if some peaceful sleep water would be a good idea.
Yeah, you might do that. That could work, yeah.
Yeah, because I know whenever you do that, Ron, it's I usually sleep very well.
Yeah, you have to do that daily, though. You can't just do one container for the week because it works with your energy each time you use it. So you want to do one per day.
Okay. That could be a possibility, as well as that sleep deprivation clearing, which is an awesome clearing. And also, I think you could run maybe one of the free clearings, which Ron has, I think, about a dozen free samples, and you can find those under the healing login on the left side of the creationlightship.com homepage. And you might want to run like a alien remote viewing, like put it on to run all night, I'm trying to think here, maybe like a satellite timeline crash would be a good one to do. Just having the light being up might be helpful.
Yeah, any of the clearings that you use there, even though you may not think you're affected by it, they're all going to help you.
Okay.
So, you know, if you think, I don't think I'm being spied upon, but I'll just try it, it will help you. But all those are put up because they're doing everything that we put up there to you. So if you try to mentalize that you need it or not, you know, like I said earlier, then, you know, just do the clearing. Don't mentalize and think that you're okay because those clearings are working. Plus, naturally, the aliens are going to tell you, talking to you through your head, that you don't need the one that they're connecting to you with, you know?
Right.
They'll say, okay, no, you don't need this clearing. You know, you don't need an emotional clearing. Your emotions are fine. And you go, oh, well, I checked in, tuned in, and everything said it's fine. Well, no. You know, you got to get these clearings to have peace. So one question people ask, they go, well, how many clearings do I need to have? Well, I would say, you know, ideally probably maybe 4 to 5 clearings. You know, the first one, the emotional one, is going to bring you into a state of just like, wow, what happened to me? You know, I feel really neutral, you know, toward life, and this is great. And then you want to reprogram, you know, yourself will say, I guess that's the wrong word to use, reprogram. You want to find a way to experience peace, and you want to find a way to experience your new creativity that mm-hmm. you never had before because you're running the patterns of all of your thoughts from the past.
Yeah, you're kind of recreating yourself.
Yep, you're reinventing yourself. That's
in a peaceful state.
Creating. So once you do that clearing, that's what's going to happen. You're going to feel pretty neutral, and you're going to feel like, wow, maybe even not like, you know, what's wrong with me? I don't have any emotions. I used to use emotions, anger and fear, to promote my life, to get jump-started, to wake up in the morning. And now I don't have that, and what's wrong with me? So I don't have that now. Well, it's because you're at peace. So you will be finding out ways to get back into the energy of peace, which is source energy. And then you will realize that, wow, I've been under it for a long time, and I want to get out of it. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Ron, and that's a big realization. So moving on. The next question is, somebody is asking, is there anything we can do physically to release negative densities, like taking showers, smudge ourselves, etc.?
Smudging does work. It's an earth-based energy. it's not going to be like doing a shower. It'd probably be better. I think the smudging somehow works with the energy in your room, and maybe the entities can't breathe too well, so they leave, you know, or something like that. But it's not necessarily, you know, working with source energy, because you're working with an energy that's here. So that's what you got to kind of realize, is that source energy, you know, what we have on the website is there to help you. And the smudging and a shower, but a shower definitely works. That's taking away energy from you. So you can be feeling a lot better. But back to you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And so somebody else wrote, my neighbor's dog has been hanging out in our front yard daily. I ran an alien to light clearing on him yesterday, and no visit from him today. And someone else wrote in, we can take our pets and plants. Is there a reason for not taking an actual other person besides ourselves?
Yeah, they have to show up.
Yeah, they actually have to be there.
They have to be there, yeah. They have to want to, you know, get some help and everything else. So that's what, you know, we need to be there to show up. That's the whole thing, you know.
Something that's really nice to do is if you can get someone to listen to the Saturday Night Live show, that's great, because then they can come up with you if you're both, like, sitting there listening to the show. You can invite them to do that. It's actually, I've had a lot of cool experiences asking people to do that with me, and they get all into the light ship and... yeah, but Ron's right. You can't take someone against their will. They have to want to do it, because the light isn't about taking away your free will and free choice. It's about you choosing to go within and contact source energy, which is just really being heart-centered. You're not really contacting anything. Okay, so the next person, sorry, listener is... it's a more of a message, Ron, and this person wanted to tell you, hi, Ron. I caught myself telling my wife my plans for some new projects I want to start after we come to see you at the expo. When I realized I might be giving the aliens a way to sabotage me, I stopped talking. Thanks so much for the wonderful information tonight.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Okay. So thanks for letting us know. And someone else was wondering if they were in neutrality. So they gave someone messages today and don't feel like they got on timelines according to their issues, but they stayed in neutral. And they just are wondering if they were courted by these people, I guess.
Well,
by
the,
messages.
Yeah, the answer is in the question. Okay, so if the person feels like they may have been courting, because you're getting those thoughts of being courted. So if you do feel like you were getting courted, then very possibly you are, and you were. And you were, and you still are. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. So, Ron, I wonder if we could do maybe like a sample cording removal, like of one cord from somebody that we interacted with today?
Well, we could do something, I don't know, people talk a lot, you know, and you know, that's how we communicate.
Mm-hmm. Maybe well, like a language cording?
Maybe people's throats or something, according to your throat?
That would be great.
So here we go. Releasing that cord or cords. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, thanks so much. And if anybody would like to write in and let us know if you felt anything during these clearings Ron's doing, please do so. So, okay, this is another listener question about being drained of energy, which is kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the orbs, Ron, and they're writing that they had a horrible night last night. Most nights, they now sleep with a foil hat. Last night, they didn't and awoke this morning with red eyes and very tired. Were they being attacked because they did not have that extra protection, or is this just in my mind?
Well, if you had red eyes when you woke up, something happened. So you have to look at the, you know what's going on. Like I said, a lot of times the answer's in the question.
Yeah.
So I don't really need to tell you that because you already have that information. So something's going on. And, you know, it's hard to say what, but something is happening to you that you don't like or that you have really, I won't say no control over, but that's probably what's happening. So, you know, you just need to, you know, maybe do some timeline crashes on your dreams and things. So that's what I would strongly recommend, is to do that. So back to you.
Yeah, and also do the clearings that we talked about earlier in the show, the sleep deprivation, and maybe do some of the free clearings too, and have the light being on at night while you're sleeping. So, Ron, I did have a couple of messages from you, for you from Monday, and a few listeners wrote in and they said that the knife out of the body, I guess you did a sample on Monday, they said thank you, they're feeling better. And regarding a cording removal that you did on Monday, they said that the cording that you removed felt quite heavy, almost like a big size, around 3 inches wide and a couple feet long. And someone else said the object clearing was awesome. Their eyes started watering with the clearing. So three different clearing samples, and they all had different reactions to that, which all sound like really pretty big releases.
That's great. Yeah, that the knife clearing and different things like that, where we have stuff in us that we know nothing about, but when you get it released, you know that you had it.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll do another clearing like that, you know, taking the knife out. So let's say that this will probably help people who have headaches. So let's do something to where maybe they put a knife through your head, a spear or a sword or something, went in one side and out the other, okay? So here we go. Remember, your body hangs on to these things, and it's normally passed on, you know, through your genetics and also through your soul family. And that's the way that works. So even though that may have killed you and you say, well, how could this ever work in my genetics? Because naturally when the body's dead, you know, the body's dead. How could it have children to pass it on to me? Well, your soul family keeps track of all that stuff. So that's another thing the dark side does. And also it could be an entity coming into you, giving you that. Maybe they like to play, some kind of game where they're using a sword, and one time they got killed, but they still like to play with the sword. So they come into you, and maybe you have energies where you like swords yourself. So here we go. I'm going to start taking it out. It'll probably take about a half a minute to prepare you. Just kind of sit back, relax, and like I said, nothing for you to do. You don't need to help me release it from you. just sit back and see if you feel or sense anything. Here we go. So there, I'm going to start taking it out now. Remember, it went through your head. So it could be front to back or whatever. But it went through you. So here we go. Releasing it and coming out. So here we go. It's slowly coming out. More. About halfway out. A little bit more, and there, it's out. So now you can see what all you feel. I do send testimonials. This is great. So back to you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And somebody else actually just wrote in, and this listener said that on the knife removed message, thank you for the powerful healing you did on Monday. Great to have those knives front and back removed. so apparently this had a big impact on a lot of people. We are getting kind of close to the end of the show, but I think we have time for one or two more questions, and as usual, it went by super fast. So this listener wrote, "The other night, I was washing dishes, feeling very peaceful and present. Suddenly felt really off and uneasy. A moment later, a very large military-sounding helicopter flew over our home very close. We don't ever have helicopters fly over us. I started to command out loud, 'I command to be only on the Creation Lightship Now timeline,' except when my words came out strongly, 'I command not to be on the Creation Lightship timeline,' it felt like I was getting hit with strong mind control transmission of some kind. When I walked outside, our porch lights had flicked off and would not work. My kids called me into their room, saying how big and loud the helicopter had been, and yet my husband, who was in the same room as me the whole time, said he had never heard any helicopter at all. I would be curious to know Ron's thoughts on this." Ron, are you thinking about that question? Or
yeah,
can we...
I'm looking at that. I'm thinking
okay.
It could be one person that could have been abducted on a different timeline, so it could be just a timeline abduction.
Yeah.
And not being aware of that. Maybe this happens all the time, so don't feel bad if this is, you know, what happened. So I would say maybe two timelines were there. One had the helicopter, one did not. As far as saying something different out of your mouth, yeah, that would be a controlling thing. I guess it'd be quite interesting when those helicopters do go over. I had one a long time ago go over me in a house in Yucca Valley, and it felt like it was like 50 feet above the roof or something, you know?
Yeah.
And, I could feel they were radiating everybody in the house. It felt like, if I were to describe it, it would be like, you watch a scanner. You know, you put a paper on a scanner and the little light goes from one end to the other. That's the way the whole thing felt inside the house, like they were scanning the house. And then I could feel the radiation, so I had to do healing that night to get rid of the actual radiation that they were trying to probably kill us with. So aside from that, that does happen. And it was next to, close to a military base there. I forgot that. I think it was Yucca Valley or something. Or anyway, I don't want to get into much more of that, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
So,
well,
let's go mind a heart drop.
Great.
We're not too far over, so here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. This is the actual practice that you need to do. 15 seconds. Very, very simple. Even children do it. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit. Count from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. You're in your heart center, everybody. So blessings. And we'll be at the expo this coming weekend in San Mateo, New Living Expo. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.